This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Manor Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Neil, N-E-A-L. Last name is Kalish, K-A-L-I-S-H. Date of birth is 5/19/1938. Date of evaluation is 4/7/2023. HPI, complaint psychiatric re-evaluation for management of ongoing depression and anxiety. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is 84 years old male who's well familiar to our service. I had seen him on March 24th, 2023. Period I reviewed, evaluations done by psychologist from Seniors Wellness Group, Dr. Beard. Period I discussed his condition with social work staff. Patient reports ongoing depression, anxiety. And a complaint of inability to walk and ongoing severe back pain. Patient attributes his frustration and anxiety to severe pain. Here he's on fentanyl, narco, and gabapentin prescribed by PCP. Here he fears not able to go home and take care of his wife, who he reports has Parkinson's disease. He was getting easily tearful, but after some support and reassurance, was able to calm down. Your patient and his wife lives in an assisted living facility. He will have home health care when he goes to his assisted living facility, possibly next week or so. Patient denies any intent or plans to harm self, but acknowledged that one day he had passive wish to die because pain was so severe and was feeling hopeless. Period. At my last visit, his Zoloft was increased. He's also on trazodone and melatonin. Next paragraph. Internal Medical Social Family History. Their last visit, March 24, 2023. Next paragraph, check a review of medical family social history indicates no changes since last visit as noted above except medical history. See patient's chart. Social history unremarkable, family history unremarkable. Next paragraph, medical record lab diagnostic test required to form a chart. Nursing social worker. Next paragraph, current medications, see medication page. Zoloft, number 2 trazodone, number 3 melatonin. Next paragraph, mental status examination, constitutional. Done, grooming, fair, motor movements, weakness. Stature, sitting, gait, wheelchair, self-propelled, level of consciousness, alert, demeanor, cooperative, affect, broad, mood, depressed, speech, clear, thought processes, somatic preoccupation, suicidal homicidal ideation, denied suicidal homicidal ideation, psychotic symptom, no evidence of psychosis or AVH, fund of knowledge, fair judgment, fair insight, fair orientation to person, place, time, attention, normal concentration, normal memory, recent normal, sleep problems, initiating appetite, fair. Next paragraph, under assessment plan, major depressive disorder, recurrent moderate, F33.1. plans, continue supportive psychotherapy, continue Zoloft and Trazodone as prescribed. Next paragraph, number 2, anxiety disorder due to known physiological condition, F06.4. Plans, continue psychotherapy. I would avoid using benzodiazepines considering patient is on opioids disposition. Notify service of any changes or mood or behaviors with any new concerns. Next paragraph, patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Next paragraph, encourage patient to practice deep breathing exercises, but appears to be too overwhelmed to use any breathing techniques. Social worker reports that they would refer patient for outpatient psychotherapy upon discharge. Orders and procedures 99309, end of dictation.